Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need money.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's the purveyor of NorwoodAnalytics.com. I hope you check that out and find the article that he wrote that we're working off of today on mistakes to not to avoid when you're capitalizing your business. Right there at NorwoodAnalytics.com. Sam, we're talking about what I've said is the first line on your job description as the CEO of your business, which is it's your job to get the capital your business needs. And one of the things that I want to get to, Sam, in your article here, it connects back to what we said earlier about showing your banker how much money you need and how you need to get it. You say be conservative in your forecast. I always like to give my banker, if I'm making a business pitch, I'm not just, getting a line or something, but I actually, like, for example, if I wanted to grow, to build a new branch, or if I wanted to buy a new piece of equipment or take on a new line, I would show them two sets of records. I would show them my projections of what I think I can do. And then I would show them one that was more conservative than that, but was just enough to pay them back. What do you think about that?
Well, first, I agree totally. You need to be conservative because, as with your business, you want to under-promise and over-deliver. And this applies to your financing sources as well. Your credibility rides on your ability to not deliver a negative surprise. So be conservative. This is not the time to go in and talk about all the great, wonderful things that you think you possibly can do. Mm-hmm. Instead, come in with what you think is necessary to obtain the loan, responsibly obtain the loan. But no, I would not show all the cards necessarily that would be the more aggressive possibility. Mm-hmm. Because there's a tendency, I think, my experience with the bankers is, oh, you think you might be able to do that? Then their tendency to tighten up the restriction. Oh, then if you're failing to do that, maybe we need to know. So my point is, be conservative, be realistic, go and get the backup financial data that they need to be able to make the loan and feel comfortable that they're not taking a great risk and that you can pay the money back, but don't overpromise.
Well, right. And one of the things bankers like to see, they like to see that you've thought about what would happen if things don't go well. Because they don't like starry-eyed lenders, do they?
Yep. I mean
borrowers.
Planning.
They don't like starry-eyed borrowers.
No. The banker, my experience, they'll say, well, what if it doesn't work? What if this doesn't happen? What if that doesn't happen? If you don't have good answers for that, they'll be wondering about you. And you need to do that for your own business. So there's always got to be a contingency, a backup of what are you prepared to do if things don't go as expected.
Another thing that you talk about in your article is different levels of financing. And you mentioned equity opportunities in there. But one of the things I'd like to point out, Sam, and get your thoughts on, is make sure when you're applying the capital that you're applying the right source to the right use. Meaning, don't take money out of the till to buy a piece of equipment that's going to last you 20 years. And don't borrow money for operating expenses. What do you think about all
that? Well, you borrow money for short-term needs, seasonal needs, and then you pay it back at the end of the season. Sometimes that's once a year, sometimes twice. So that's your short term. You need to borrow to gear up for the season, and then you pay it off when your season is done.
Yep.
So you borrow short term for short term needs, and you finance long term for those things that are going to be part of your business and the bedrock of your ongoing business for the long haul. Long-term goes for long-term assets, short-term borrowings for short-term.
There you go. So, yeah, if you're borrowing seasonally, you're going to take out a 90-day, 120, 180-day note. If you're borrowing for equipment, you're going to finance it for 5 years or 3 years or something like that.
Maybe longer.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Sam, good job today. Well done. Thanks for being here. We look forward to next month already.
Already anticipating, and I had a good time. Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
Sam Norwood. Ladies and gentlemen, NorwoodAnalytics.com. You can find this article we've been working off of. I promise you, you will be smarter when you read this article. It'll make you help you understand so much more about how to capitalize your company, which is your first job as the CEO of your business. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.